Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is going to be Barry Shamish, and he's going to bring us up to date with the things that are going on as far as Israel. And certainly my concern is that there is going to be a war in the Near East in the very near future. If there's a war in the Near East, there's going to be a war in the Middle East, because you can't separate the attack on Israel from the fact that Iran is supplying Syria and Hamas and Hezbollah. But even more than that, of course, where is Iran getting their long-range missiles or intermediate-range missiles with sophisticated technology? Why are they getting from Russia and from China? And where did they get the technology and the funding? Why? They got it from the United States. So we can never look at things in an isolated manner. Certainly, Iran has gotten an awful lot of very, very sophisticated weapons that could be used to take out our carriers there in the Persian Gulf. Certainly both torpedoes and ship-to-ship missiles. And they've armed a fleet of very, very small, but very, very fast boats that could simply swarm our carriers. This is all long-range planning. Imagine the impact on the United States, the psychology of our people, our prestige in the world. If little Iran were able to sink one or more of our carriers or major ships, if we get into a war with Iran, we've opened Pandora's box. The genie will be out of the bottle, the toothpaste out of the tube, and there'll be no going back. And if you think gasoline is expensive now, you just wait and see what happens. Well, this is already hinges on what's going on as far as Israel is concerned, and I don't know anybody who's better informed on that than our good friend Barry Shamish. Good morning, Barry. How's everything going? Barry, are you there? Well, I hope Barry is going to come on here in just a moment. They told me that Barry had called in. Barry, are you there? I suspect that we're having a little glitch, but Barry, as soon as you can, just keep right on talking. Hopefully with George. Fine. Well, hopefully Barry will be with us in just a moment. Anyway, if you are analyzing what's going on, it really doesn't make sense. Why is George Bush so intent upon going to war with Iran at the present time? The intelligence agencies, our intelligence agencies, are pretty smart, and they anticipate that it'll be probably 5 years before Iran is able to actually manufacture enough plutonium for a nuclear weapon. Now, certainly there's a lot of hysteria out there. The people who want to get us into the war tell us Iran already is building the nuclear weapons or will be able to do it next week or next month or time is running out. You remember, this is the same sort of hysteria they use to get us into Iraq. We just couldn't put it off. We had to attack right away to protect ourselves. That's why we had to go after Osama bin Laden there in Afghanistan, because Osama was probably planning another attack or something, and we were going to get him dead or alive. You remember that? The president promised to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive. He just didn't say when he was going to get him dead or alive. And that's why Osama and his friends escaped from their stronghold in the Tora Bora Mountains of Afghanistan in December of 2001, and they escaped into Pakistan. Why, we didn't go after them. Why? Because had we done that, had we done what was logical, why, we wouldn't have been able to continue this war on terror. We wouldn't have been able, of course, to justify going into Iraq. There is still a tremendous willingness on the part of the American people to follow the government that was going to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who has a beard, and we can show him up on the screen, and he's the enemy who's plotting against us, but if he's really plotting against us, and yet he was able to get 19 terrorists to sneak into America without our knowledge at all, and of course, using box cutters to hijack four planes, and to arrange it so there's hardly anybody on those planes, on average less than about 25% occupancy, and arrange it on the same day we were having all sorts of military exercises that would actually confuse our defenses, our air defenses. And in fact, you know, they were actually tracking over 29 supposed hijackers that morning, and somehow they were able to implant all sorts of messages on our screens. In fact, one of them was the Flight 11, American Flight 11, that crashed into the North Tower, kept right on flying afterwards. The transponder was turned on, and it was flying towards Washington, D.C. The story is told in Vanity Fair's magazine's article, an excellent article. I recommend all of you get it and read it. I think it was about September of last year. And did you know that, at least according to the records, Flight 11 kept flying after it crashed into the North Tower? How could that be? Doesn't seem very logical to me, but then there are lots of things that happened that day that don't seem very logical, like the magic passport that survived and somehow got out of the hijacker's pocket, that one of the hijackers in the plane that went into the North Tower crashed in there, and it got out of his pocket and out of the flaming wreckage of the plane and out of the flaming wreckage of the North Tower and just gently floated down to the sidewalk and was found a block and a half away. And if you believe that story, you probably believe everything else you've been told. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to about what happened that morning. 1,100 of the bodies of the people who were in the Twin Towers have never been found. 1,100 bodies. Were they crushed when the buildings pancaked, as we've been told? Or were they vaporized, along with everything else in the Twin Towers, when those buildings exploded? And sometimes they're finding little fragments of bone blocks away on the top of a building. How could that have happened? But this was all a prelude to the war with Afghanistan, Iraq, and the coming war with Iran. And of course, we'll have to have your telephone. Hey, you'll have to have you call us. We don't have Barry Shemitz.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so that leaves me without a subject and without a guest. So if you're out there and you have a question or comment, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And let me tell you, I am very, very gravely concerned that we are going to have a war with Iran. It doesn't make any sense. And so if it doesn't make any sense, there has to be another reason. And that's really one of the fascinating things. There's an article. It was written by the former assistant chief of the Soviet military. And it's actually published in several places. We have some good copies of the article, which we've read and reread and read again. And so the head of the Russian military makes this former head, assistant head of the Soviet military, makes the question, you know, why would America want to attack Iran? Certainly, you know, if you look at things from a logical point of view, we're talking about 1,500 targets. You mean to tell me we can attack 1,500 targets in Iran and not kill an awful lot of people? Our bombs are so smart. They've never been smart that smart before. You know, if you ever really analyze, of course, the history of what happened when we attacked Iraq, we might have had 25% accuracy, and a lot of those bombs didn't hit where they were supposed to. Now, you saw pictures. Oh, my goodness, you saw the pictures. You know, you saw the target, you saw the bomb, you saw it going right in there. But that was when they were trying to convince you how great our weapons are, and the weapons are amazing, but they're not all that accurate. And what happens if we kill 1,000 Iranians, or 10,000 Iranians, or 50,000 Iranians in the process of hitting the 1,500 sites? In fact, we'd only, if there are 1,500 sites, and we'd only have to kill maybe 15 people per site, and we'd be up to 15,000 Iranians. Understand, we're talking about human lives. Every one of those first people, a human being made in the image and likeness of God, and whether you agree with their religion or not, doesn't matter. They are human beings. They can be brought into a personal relationship with our Lord. And that's how we should be addressing what's going on, not being intent upon going to war with Iran, which is not a threat to America. And if Iran did make a couple of small nuclear weapons, do you honestly think that they would attack Israel or attack the United States with them, knowing the massive retaliation that would come if they were to do a preemptive nuclear strike? No country would certainly do that, knowing full well it would mean the annihilation of their nation. So it is illogical, and that's the point that the Soviet military gentleman, general, makes. It would be illogical. And he says, you know, the trouble is that when you launch a war, you never know how it's going to end. And if we attack Iran, would there be any reason why Iran wouldn't be justified in retaliating? And of course, if they were to launch their million man army against our 150 or 160,000 men stationed in Iraq, I mean, would there be any reason why they couldn't go in and kill as many Americans justifiably from the rules of war? And what about our fleet there? I mean, certainly the Soviets, with our, of course, permission. Don't think the Soviet Union, which we financed at the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, does anything without the full permission of the people in Washington, D.C. We've given them the military technology. We've given them the money. We've given them the plans for our advanced weapons, both to the Chinese communists and to the Russians. I mean, did you ever wonder why Bill Clinton had given our most sophisticated technology for our satellite targeting to the Chinese communists? Oh, we were told, Loral wanted to give that information to the Chinese communists because they were actually putting up satellites for Loral. And Bill Clinton got $100,000 in campaign contributions from the Chinese communist government for giving away our most highly guarded secrets on nuclear technology and nuclear targeting, by me, I should say, satellite targeting. And do you honestly believe that? I mean, if he really did that, isn't that an act of treason? I mean, we executed the Rosenbergs for giving the secrets of our atom bomb to the Russians, you know, after the Second World War. Why wouldn't we do the same thing with the President of the United States, who gave our most sophisticated targeting, satellite targeting, you know, technology to the Chinese communists, and a lot of that is used is now on those intermediate range missiles that Iran has and is giving to Syria, and of course that technology certainly would allow the Iranians, if they wanted to attack Europe. Why would we give that technology to the Chinese communists, who are providing the weapons to Iran? And of course, recently it's been found that a lot of the weapons that are beginning to turn up in Iraq in the hands of the opposition there is Chinese tech weapons that apparently have gone into Iran and then have gone into Iraq. So if we're thinking of going to war with Iran because they've been supplying weapons to Iraq, and it was just about 2 weeks ago when Senator Lieberman had a resolution before the United States Senate that passed 97-0, condemning Iran for their complicity in the deaths of Americans by supplying weapons to Iraq. If that is justifiably to condemn Iran for doing that, why shouldn't we do the same thing with communist China, providing weapons to the opposition in Iraq? So you see, if it's all right to go to war with Iran, why don't we go to war with communist China, and how about with Russia? Or maybe it's all a facade, sort of like Vietnam, where we fought a 10-year war against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi and lost the war because we never tried to win. We financed with the Soviet Union, that financed the North Vietnamese, that financed the South Vietnamese for that 10-year period, and it was all a fraud, as the Gulf of Tonkin was a fraud, and 58,000 American boys died, and 1 million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese in a totally phony war. A great distraction to distract the American people as they brought in the social revolution to America during that period of the 1960s and first half of the 1970s. And if you doubt that was the real reason for the war, if you question it, you go to your library and get the copy of Foreign Affairs magazine, January 1987. The article written by McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, head of the National Security Agency, the man who was instrumental in advising both John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson in getting us into the war in Vietnam, was responsible for the betrayal of the men at the Bay of Pigs. We sent those men in to die, of course, They were promised air cover. None was intended. They were promised reinforcement. None was intended. They sent them into the one area in Cuba where you could not possibly make a breakout because it was surrounded. It was a strip of beach, you know, maybe half a mile long or three quarters of a mile long, surrounded by an impenetrable thicket. There was no way off the beach. They forgot, just forgot. Oh, my goodness. They just forgot to tell the anti-communist resistance in Cuba that they were going to have the attack as they were supposed to. I guess somebody, maybe Big George Bundy, just got up in the morning and forgot to put that message out so that there would be a revolution all across Cuba to correspond with the invasion of the Bay of Pigs. And ladies and gentlemen, Big George Bundy was brilliant. He didn't make mistakes like that. They sent the men in to die, just like they sent our boys to Vietnam to die. We were never allowed to win the war. We weren't allowed to hit the major targets. We could have won the war at any time. We could have won it in 2 months. I was personally told that by William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos at the time, and who went actually to Paris with Kissinger. I interviewed him back at Columbia University in 1980. And General Walt, a four-star Marine general, told me, and anybody who was there in position to command knew we could have won the war in 2 months. We just never were allowed to. They had to have the war drag on, just as they had to have the war in Afghanistan drag on and the war in Iraq to drag on, because we're working under a cosmic clock, and the next step is a war with Iran. Well, if you're out there, you agree or disagree, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you have not yet read my newsletters for March, April, May, and May of this year, and the June newsletter we just will be printing today, it'll be out before long, and certainly the first two are posted on the internet site. I hope the third is. But you need to get those newsletters and read them. The March newsletter is Professor Sutton's testimony before the Republican Platform Committee in 1972, going into how we were funding the North Vietnamese. Now remember, 1972, the Vietnam War was still going on, and our boys were still dying over there and being crippled. And Sutton went before the Republican Platform Committee and explained to them how we were funding the North Vietnamese by funding Russia and building the massive Kama River plant there for the Russians so they could provide the trucks that would carry the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to be used to kill our boys. And, of course, we had supplying the Ford Motor Plant over there at Gorky that, so that, you know, the Ford trucks would be carrying the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Remember, Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. He supported both the communists and the Nazis. And that's why, if today you see who it is who's undermining America at every turn, funding the illegal immigrants flooding into our country, the illegal immigrant invasion, Ford Foundation. Who is it who's funding the gay rights movement here in the United States? Ford Foundation. Who is it who funded the communist and the socialist movement in the United States starting during the early years of the 20th century? The Ford Foundation. And if you doubt that, certainly we carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. You need to get that book. It's one of the five most important books in my library, and we still have some copies of it, although these copies are gone, they're gone forever. But Foundations, Their Power and Influence, goes into what the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations were doing as well, but how they were funding the communist movement in the United States and America's attitude towards communist China and how we brought communist China into power by undermining the nationalist government. Because, of course, the invisible government, the people who really control both of our political parties, they did not want China to be a power at that time. It was America. It was to be America that would be supreme. America had a destiny to bring about a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. And when you understand the spiritual forces that energized Henry Ford and first Rockefeller and even Andrew Carnegie, deeply all involved in spiritual. Well, we'll be back. Our number 970-689-8255.
Car school and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Cindy, we're looking forward to your call at 970-689-8255, because our regularly scheduled guest, Barry Shamish, just, well, unfortunately, he must be delayed with something. Under any circumstances, we'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. 970-689-8255. So, why are we going to invade Iran? Attack Iran. I don't think we have any. Well, we don't have the military we could invade the country with. Our military is broken. We've destroyed the American military. Many of our soldiers coming home, a third of them within 3 months, are ill, exactly as happened after the Second Gulf War. And this is all part of the planned program of creating chronic illness in our young people, so they will never be able to fight to preserve America, because the battle for America is not over in the Near East or the Middle East. It's right here, and they're poisoning our people, they're poisoning our soldiers, They're destroying the morale of our soldiers. They're destroying the military equipment that we sent so many hundreds of billions of dollars to purchase. Frankly, trillions of dollars have gone out on military equipment, and we're destroying it all over there. And we're not supplying our men with the equipment they need. Oh, there are Sunni vehicles that are put out by, I think it's Force FRC, Force Reduction Corporation, that can withstand the blast of the roadside devices. But they're just getting around now to ordering them, and it takes a long time to get those production lines up and running, and they're doing everything they can, of course, to block having those effective weapons. Oh, that's where they would take John McCain. He would ride in one of those protected ones, but our boys are there in unprotected Humvees, and they're getting killed. Oh, the other weapons put up by other vehicles put up by Force Reduction are not destroyed by the roadside devices, and they've had them for years, and they're just now getting around to ordering them. And they sent our boys with inadequate weapons and with inadequate armor. And it was Donald Rumsfeld who said, well, you fight in weapons with the equipment you've got. Donald, aren't you smart enough to know that you don't go into a war when you can't provide the weapons for your boys, and you give them enough soldiers? Took 695,000 soldiers in the first Gulf War, and you wouldn't give them the soldiers they needed for the second Gulf War. You said you were going to fight the war on the cheap. No, you sent them in to die, just like when you got aspartame legalized by the Federal Drug Administration. You knew it was going to kill millions of people, but that didn't matter to Donald Rumsfeld, because Donald Rumsfeld, of course, is not a regular human being. He's one of the elite, and he's not held to the same responsibility. Notice the way that they've created this whole hysteria over the avian flu virus, and of course, what's the treatment for it? Why, it's product name Tamiflu. Tamiflu, oh, this is the panacea. It's got to protect all of us from bird flu. And who manufactures the Tamiflu? Why, of course, a corporation that Donald Rumsfeld used to be CEO of, and he still has their stock. And, you know, I bet he's made a lot of money on that. Donald Rumsfeld, of course, in my estimation, is a very wicked man. And he knew about the torture that was going on. But, of course, he wasn't concerned. There's certain people who relish the suffering of others. And think of all the people who've died unnecessarily in Iraq because of Donald Rumsfeld, former head of CEO, who got aspartame legalized, former head of the company that created Tamiflu, the Secretary of Defense who sent our boys in to suffer and bleed and die, but never to be allowed to win because they weren't properly equipped. They put restrictions on what our military could do. They didn't give them the adequate equipment, and they didn't give them the adequate number of men, and they wanted the battle to drag on. But why? And that's the question. Well, the Russian general claims that the reason we're going into Iran is because this is going to result in a financial collapse of the United States and will then allow us to simply inflate away all the debts we've incurred, not only the debts and promises to the American people, but of course our international obligations. For as the Russian general says, the United States has about 10 times as much money floating around the world as the entire value of our stock market and our property here in the United States, all that money which is being used to fuel the development of the rest of the world. And, of course, if they ever try to bring that money home and claim anything, we're just going to say, why, we repudiate that money and leave all those people throughout the world holding worthless American dollars. Now, that's what the Russian general says. Could they possibly do that? Well, down through the ages, why, governments, when they've got into trouble, with too much debt, they've always simply used inflation as a means of getting out of trouble. And right now, here in the United States, inflation rate is not 2%, as Ben Bernanke of the Federal Reserve Board says, and it's not 4.2% if you take the total inflation rather than the core inflation, which is 2.2. He will accede to the fact that the inflation rate is about 4.4%. But that's, of course, if you include food. And if you include gasoline, I mean, after all, why should we have food and gasoline in the inflation rate? We ought to have, you know, an inflation rate based upon products coming in from China. That's where the real expenses are. Is it? I mean, I thought everybody had to eat. Almost everybody has a car or uses the products of oil one way or another. But they've excluded that, and of course they've excluded so many other things. Healthcare is booming, increasing dramatically, and don't all of us use healthcare? But they figure a way of just not including that. What about rents? Rents, now they don't include the price of houses. They have the price of rents, and they've cheated on those figures. The real inflation rate at the present time in the United States, according to Bob Chapman and a number of other economists, is about 11%. And that's why the Federal Reserve Board refuses to release their M3 figures. M3 is the total amount of money that they are increasing every year, and they're increasing it about 11%. Inflation is not rising prices. Inflation is rising currency supply, which is reflected in rising prices. And just as wet streets don't produce rain, but rain produces wet streets. So rising prices don't create inflation. Inflation is a result of increase in the money supply, which is reflected in rising prices. We have an 11% inflation. We're moving towards 15%. And who knows where we're going from there. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
That's 970-689-8255. And if you need a copy of the Russian general's article. We'd be glad to send it to you. But he believes, of course, the reason we're going to Iran is so that we can repudiate our international debt. And in other words, America will essentially go bankrupt. We can repudiate our international debt and start in all over again. And of course, in the process, he doesn't mention what that's going to mean to all the people here in the United States who will lose their pensions and their life savings and their CDs and the value of their stocks and their bonds and all of those things. But he thinks that this is the real motivation behind this almost unexplainable effort on the part of our leaders to insist on going to war with Iran when there is no justification. Iran is not a threat to the United States. Iran, other than a lot of rhetoric by President Ahmadinejad, who looks like he came from central casting someplace, he's an actor. He's doing a great job. He's playing his part well. He's being used to inflame the fears of the Israeli people and the passions of the American people. It's all show business. Well, I personally believe there's also a cosmic clock. I believe, of course, that this has been planned for a long time by the spiritual forces that guide and direct the affairs of men, and they intend to plunge us into a war with the Islamic world where the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims can simply destroy one another. And that's my February newsletter, and those are not my words. Those are the words of Alice Bailey, written back around 1950. She's the woman who talked about the New World Order and points of light, ideas and concepts that were then channeled into the mind of George Herbert Walker Bush, the president's father, who talked about the New World Order, who talked about 1,000 points of light that came right out of the writings of Alice Bailey. Well, who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Who is this?
This is Paul Martin. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Paul. Good to have you. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I was just going to give everybody a head up, and on local news, I would have everybody go to Dr. Jerome Corsi's article this morning out of WorldNet Daily. Seems as though a document obtained by a Canadian private citizen got out a document that the February 23rd meeting of the SPP, and the title of the article is Secret Memo, One World Agenda Dominates SPP Summit. And down on the article, I think one of the things that you'd mentioned earlier in your show is about the avian and pandemic influenza. Well, this happens to be one of the talking points on the secret memo that was scuttled out by a private Canadian citizen who I'm sure that it won't be mentioned by Dr. Corsi. And also in that, one of the things that probably those of us that know, that are in the know and have studied this thing for a long time, as well as yourself, that one of the other five points in this article, strengthening competitiveness, avian and pandemic influenza, and the one that really gets my hackles up is emergency management. Now, when government says emergency management, especially on a global scale, it's time to duck.
And I certainly saw that reference to the pandemic, avian flu epidemic, or another form of epidemic. Well, what are they thinking about? Well, we know the government's been working on horrible new deadly diseases eliminate the population of the world. And many of these diseases are race-specific. So, in other words, you can kill certain races of people, like the blacks or Hispanics, or who knows, maybe the people of English extraction.
Absolutely. One of the other, one of the more revealing things I thought in this article, this was the North American Competitiveness Council. They were kind of running the meeting, and they were the centerpiece of the meeting, but one of the top points on the memo says that governments, quote, will need to begin assessing the potential impact of adopting recommendations made by the NACC and coordinating their response to the authors and reports. Now, we have to wonder, that have inquiring minds, is what do they mean by potential impact?
Well, I think that people should go to WorldNet Daily and pull down the article. I know Jerome personally. We've met on several occasions. We've had him as a guest very often. I think he's a very reliable reporter. I'm sure this information is real. People must understand and begin making preparations because they really do intend to use new forms of disease to kill off large numbers of people, and they have the ability to do it, and they have the ability to design diseases that are race-specific. That's why, of course, AIDS is killing so many people in Africa and so many blacks in the United States, but it is not broken out in the general white population other than the homosexuals, and they were targeted because they were given the experimental vaccine in 78 that contained the HIV virus, and 75 to 76% of the young, foolish men who took that experimental vaccine back, you know, in the 1970s in San Francisco, 76-77% of them contracted AIDS and they died. But you're never going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh or really understand the population control agenda of the wicked people who work behind the veil.
And just a short note, I'll beat you up a little bit on saying that you need a guest. Having listened to you probably from the first day you did a show on this network, you don't need a guest to do a show. You've got enough on the top of your head to do a six-hour show, which we all love. But we love to call in, but we love to listen to you. But I would get everybody to get this latest piece by Dr. Corsi and get it on their email list and give it to their friends, because it's a very good article. It prints out about 5 pages, and there's some great links in there, especially on the domestic military on the Northern Command, one of the things that I think that we all need to be very interested in these days and times. Thank you so much for your show.
God bless you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
A pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and anyway, it's always fun to have open lines. I do recommend that article by Paul just mentioned, Dr. Corsi's article in World Net Daily. I read it earlier this morning. It sounds excellent. And these are things you need to know about. You need to understand their genocidal programs. You need to understand there really is a small group of people, wicked and evil people, who control both political parties, who control the wealth of our nation, the media of our nation, our banking, our corporations, our foundations. And, of course, you can go back and certainly you'll want to see my latest newsletter. The June newsletter will be going out in a few days. You can order it now if you don't subscribe. Of course, you should subscribe to our newsletter, and you'll get them every month. Or join the Radio Liberty family, and then you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and the newsletter. And, of course, you help us as we reach out across America on almost 60 outlets every week, and some of those are Internet, some of them are satellite, some of them are shortwave, but at least we have a voice, and people are hearing the truth. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be with you every morning here with the American Freedom Network. This is a wonderful audience we have there in Colorado. Well, let me suggest if you'd be interested, of course, in getting our material, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To put things into their spiritual perspective, why, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD. If you can't afford the DVD, you go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and click on Videos Online, Brotherhood of Darkness, and watch it there. But hopefully you'll want to get the DVD. But you need the book, you know, as a backup source of documentation. You need to hear my talk, Forbidden Epidemic. That's not posted on the website yet. Down the line we will, but hope right now it's available in DVD or a VHS. You need to get my either the DVD or the VHS on The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. My interview with Professor Sutton. Film is not quite as clear as I wish it were, but the message is clear, and that is we've funded the communists since their inception. Now, you can get this all in pamphlet form, documented through Radio Liberty, and you can read the articles up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. The March, April, and May newsletters and June will be available. We're putting them all together in a pamphlet, and for a rather inexpensive, you can get 25 of them, I think, for $49.95 of the pamphlets, and then you can afford to pass them out to everybody to point out how we finance communism since its inception, who financed Russia so they could become the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world, and who built the pipelines for them. Why, you did, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations. You're so generous. It's all documented there. You want to have the information at your fingertips. And just as we've funded the communist enemies, so we're funding the terrorist enemies, the wicked international Al-Qaeda terrorist groups. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-589-WAR.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Sponsored by CNN, YouTube, and Google. U.S. and Iraqi forces continue to block access to a town on Baghdad's outskirts. Shiite gunmen are dug in behind earthen barriers. Elsewhere, at least 16 people have been killed by four car bombs in Baghdad. Officials say at least 59 people were killed or found dead nationwide. Residents of central England are suffering through the worst flooding to hit the country in decades. Emergency workers have rescued hundreds of trapped people. Officials say some rivers are still rising. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it will keep selling and donating surplus disaster relief trailers despite concerns they may have unhealthy levels of formaldehyde. Federal Health